Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled, I Sing Only Two Songs, by a Falun Gong practitioner in Inner Mongolia.
China Fahui, I Sing Only Two Songs, by a Falun Gong practitioner in Inner Mongolia. I began to practice Falun Gong prior to July 20th, 1999. I would like to share about how I used my experiences in prison as an opportunity to validate DAFA and save people. In 2012, I was given a 3-year prison sentence. I was placed on the intensive discipline team of guards who brainwashed practitioners using violence. I was forced to do hard labor for 16 to 17 hours a day, watch videos that defamed Falun Gong after work, and suffered various forms of torture. Despite the excessive work and lack of rest, I did not feel bitter as Master and DAFA strengthened me. I introduced Falun Gong to the inmates and sang for them. Some burst into tears and applauded. One told me, "This song is beautiful. It makes me feel so good." I could only sing two songs, Falun DAFA is Good and Coming for You. Unexpectedly, they played an important role in saving people. I am not a good singer, but the lyrics and melody brighten people's hearts. DAFA's deeper meanings and positive energy touched their knowing sides. I sang for them repeatedly. I also told them about Falun Gong and how to withdraw from the party. Once, when a Professor Zhang had come to give a speech at the prison, I kept sending righteous thoughts. When she asked if anyone had questions, I quickly stood up. On the night that I was sent to prison, I saw two Falun rotating, 5 times one way and 5 the other way. The Falun were colorful and wondrous. Also, when I read John Falun, I saw the words change into Buddhas in yellow robes. "Can you explain this to me?" The professor fell silent and looked embarrassed. Her voice became soft and muffled. "We can talk about this later," she said. She spoke to me after her speech. "I believe that what you said is true, and I do not want to try and convert you." I felt her attitude was changing and did not hear her defame Falun Gong again. Once, the prison warden called me in to be lectured. I told her about Falun Gong. "How dare you talk about this," she said, and turned on the tape recorder. This did not intimidate me. I told her to withdraw from the Communist Party so that she would have a good future. She stopped recording, and her expression softened. "Falun Gong teaches people to be kind," I said, "and not to fight or curse back. Others have treated me badly, but I have treated them well. You all know this. Tell me, what have I done wrong?" Her voice softened, and I felt her kindness emerging. In the more than 3 years that I was in prison, inmates came and went. I would tell them about Falun Gong and how to withdraw from the CCP organizations. I would sing DAFA songs for new arrivals. I realized my responsibility and mission when I saw faces that were eager for salvation and eyes filled with tears upon hearing my songs. On the day of my release, many people came to see me off. A newcomer said to me in an eager voice, "Please help me to quit the party with my real name." Others said, "Remember, my name is so-and-so." I memorized their names and helped them to withdraw later. I memorized the names of over 90 people who wanted to withdraw from the party. I also left them 2 DAFA songs that touched their souls. I sang as I walked out of prison, "Falun DAFA is the righteous Fa, Buddha light shines." And my heart was full of joy.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.